Hey, welcome to From Start to Finish with Christina Faith. Here, we really desire from start to finish to add value to people's lives and help them achieve their goals. So hopefully today, while listening to the podcast, you'll be encouraged to achieve your goals, whether it's starting it or finish it or the in-between. Today, we have a special guest on the podcast. We have Adam Smith, who is an incredible writer, speaker, and leader. Hey, Adam, can you introduce yourself?
Yes, like you said, all those things. I'm an entrepreneur. I have a family here in Colorado, northeastern Colorado. Just have a brand new baby boy, a little three-year-old girl, and a wife named Jasmine here. And we love it here. And like you said, I mainly focus on the writing, speaker as well on the same topics. But what I write about, leadership in life. And what that means is that most people think that leading is just ever so often or maybe once or even twice in a lifetime, this big moment. And what I'm out to defend is the fact that you can lead every single day that you live. And that's what I'm about.
Awesome. And where can we see some of the things that you talk about?
Asmithblog.com. I have a team of writers, which Christina's actually included on now, and so happy to have her. But every single day we write on a different topic there that fits into the leadership mold, six different aspects. And then I have a podcast every Tuesday, and we just focus on what can make people lead in their life every single day. And that's where each topic comes into play.
Awesome. Awesome. And how did this passion start for you? I'm always very interested to see, you know, what kind of trail people went on to find what fit for them.
Well, you know, it started out with reading different leadership books, and each one I read was mainly focused on them as an individual, but only went that far. It never talked about passing it on to other people. And I still haven't read many books about that. It's all about setting yourself up for success. But the main reason is usually missed in these books, that the only reason to set yourself up for success, to lead through your life, is to pass it on to other people. And, you know, through school, read books, just read books for fun, you know, on the side, different business books, different leadership books. And each one I read just continued to go along that path. And my passion was to pass that on to other people, because that's a huge piece of the ingredients that are missing, in my opinion, of leadership books. They miss the biggest point, and it becomes more of a selfish look when it becomes all about you, mm-hmm. in my opinion. And when you don't pass it on to other people, you know, it's either about setting yourself schedule or setting your schedule up for yourself, to give you more time to relax and have vacation or whatever. But I think those people are missing it. That extra time should be focused on impacting the lives of other people. Now, I'm not saying don't rest. I'm not saying don't go on vacation, but if it's for the sole purpose of just living a fluffy life, then I think the point's being missed.
Definitely, definitely. My pastor always talks about that our main priority is to build ourselves up in order to build other people up.
Yeah, so that's good. He gets it.
Yeah, it's quite interesting, because it's such a fight for just, especially for our generation, it's such a fight to give up our time for other people. Yeah. And I think the biggest thing is that we think that by investing all in ourselves, that is what happiness is, that's what joy is. But instead, it's really seeing other people grow and develop, that you see that what you did, not even necessarily for someone else, but for yourself, impacted someone else that they desire to go forward in life. So that's definitely, I'm sitting over here listening, like, this is awesome. Well, I hope you're enjoying this podcast with Adam Smith. Let's cut into a song with Jay Moss entitled Your Work. I really like this song off of his new album, Grown Folks Gospel.
Bows. Let me be your canvas. Let me be your vision. Let me be your brush that you use. chance to express yourself. Use my life as a backdrop, yeah. Use my heart as the light. Now breathe on me what you like and make it come to life. So what I want you to do is just write on me.
It all comes back to people's definition of leadership, and I think they have to keep that in front of them. You know, if your definition of leadership is a selfish one, then that's what you're going to think leadership is. But, you know, I think people really have to define that for themselves, really think about that, and then put their life in place to where it matches up with that. If you want to be a great leader and your definition is not one of selfishness, then you can't be selfishness to make it happen.
Mm-hmm. And what is, yeah. So what is your definition of a great leader? I guess that would then be my next question.
I think it's the selfless act of pouring into others. And if we keep that at the forefront, I think we'll live our lives like that. And again, John Maxwell defines it as influence, nothing more, nothing less. And I'm defining it as pouring into people. Then I think influence is key, and you can't do that mm-hmm. when being selfish. You have mm-hmm. to be selfless, and that's the difference.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. So when did you know that you could write and speak full time? Like, when was the aha moment, the scary aha moment, I'll say?
Well, writing full time, you know, the podcast. So I do have a day job.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and I own a shoe store, actually. So I'm a business owner, entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. I'm always looking for different things that bring that income in. I mean, it has become where I could step out into that, mm-hmm. but I choose to keep both because mm-hmm. it's just better that way.
Definitely.
So, you know, as far as writing and actually making an income on it, mm-hmm. My main source of income online comes from coaching.
Okay.
And so that's what I do on the side there. But writing, I sell ads on my blog, things like that. I'm working on my first book. It's actually written and in publisher's hands right now.
Awesome.
So, you know, as far as entrepreneurs are concerned, I see it. People don't really do one thing much. Yeah. They usually wear many different hats.
Definitely.
Like 10 different hats, and that's kind of where I'm at now. Income revenue coming in from mm-hmm. from different areas, but my passion of writing came from just seeing how the blog could grow, and which it has. You know, I started this blog about 2 years ago. The setup of the team of writers about a year and a half ago.
Okay.
So in the grand scheme of things, it's fairly new the way I have it set up now. But my readership base has never been as large as it is now. So mm-hmm. it's working, you know?
Definitely.
Yeah.
So I guess in the crowded world of the internet, how have you mm-hmm. remained authentic? Because I noticed that you don't chase the crowd. So how do you remain authentic while pursuing your desire and your passion to teach people how to lead with their life?
You know, the way I do, I think you have to know where the crowd is and where things stand, but I don't pay too much attention to the power users or whatever you want to call them, the influencers of today, or not even the influencers, the people online that have large readership bases.
Mm-hmm.
I know what people need, but I think when you pay too much attention to and you read too much of the stuff that you're, writing like that, mm-hmm. you can sometimes become like them in your writing style. So I read a lot of stuff a lot of books from people that don't necessarily directly influence me, or they don't have blogs or things like that. But we're both Christians. I think
Feel free to speak freely. Like that's really the one of the main focuses of this podcast, is that to redefine the image of a Christian, we have to be honest that we're Christians.
Right.
And that's, I think that's one of the hardest things for a person pursuing their ambitions to do. Especially because a lot of doors are closed as soon as people find out you're Christian. So we want to empower and encourage people just to speak freely. Let's take a break and get into another song. This is Mary J. Blige with Doubt from the London Sessions.
You know, being a Christian, I think when you have a good relationship with God, and you know, and you see that, and you define that, and you know where you're going, I think that gives you a lot of basis for knowing what should be talked about.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're a Christian in a world that's not, and you'll stand out. You know, pouring into the lives of other people, I think that's something that Jesus definitely taught when he was here.
Mm-hmm.
You read about his life, and that's what he does. And I package it in a way where I don't necessarily mention him all the time, but that's what Jesus did. He when he was here, he loved people. And to define my idea of leadership, it's going to look a lot like love. And I believe that's what he stands for. And that's how I stand out.
Definitely.
Yeah.
What advice would you give to those wanting to follow their dreams? Or I would say their God-given dreams, because everybody has dreams that God may not have given.
Right. Well, you know, when I first started out, my dreams, the way I did it, I think it goes all back to selfishness and selflessness.
Mm-hmm.
When I looked at my dreams, I had a lot of selfish dreams that weren't going to impact anybody but me. And then I looked at my other dreams and said, that's going to impact the most people.
Mm-hmm.
Prayed about it and, felt like that was the way that I was supposed to go.
Okay.
And so I think that a good start is what's going to impact more people. What are your strengths and what do you have in your, people are all about getting more and more. And I think stewardship is a piece that's missing a lot from people's lives. What do you already have in your possession that you can go and do something great with? I think really life is either about selfishness or selflessness. And I think I've mentioned that a lot, but it's so important. And I don't want people to miss that. Your life will be a lot much better, a lot better if you decide to go selflessness versus selfishness.
So, you know, we couldn't have a ChristinaFaith.com podcast without having a song from Atiba Halisi off of his debut album, The Understudy. Here's Dreams.
Wanna go to places where dreams will last forever. Dreams will last forever more.
But I'm stuck in reality, stuck in this dark place. My heart burns as my fingers twitch and my mind race. My mind state, everything around me is crumbling. The rumbling every night with my thoughts and I'm struggling. Tussling with the fact that I'm free and not bound by any means. But my enemy wants to render me useless by any means. I'm at the end of my rope, so hear me scream out. Tears packed behind this track, now watch them leak out. I've been lost in myself, trapped in confusion, knowing any dream that doesn't have you is just illusion, polluting my spirit, my future, I fear it. Self-pity screams, I'm unworthy, though your sacrifice cures it. I've been relying on my own understanding, hadn't bothered to walk in the power that you've granted. So finally, I lay the soul at your feet, want this weight off of me, I just want to dream in peace. Dream chaser, though it's hard to stay meek. Mills stay on my mind, cause bills come every week. No rest for the weak, except to lean on he who is strong. His word replenishes, so we change our song.
You talk a lot about your family, which is awesome. Whenever, you know, you speak very highly of your family, of your wife. Why is your family so important to you? You know, and why do you choose to keep your family at the forefront? Because even your desire to be an entrepreneur is probably, you know, hinged in the fact that you want to spend more time with your family. So can you talk about that for us a little bit?
Absolutely. You know, my family, I wouldn't be here for my wife. You know, whether your spouse is in the forefront or not, you always got to realize how much your spouse or people around you, whether you're married or not, just mm-hmm. those people that actually have helped set you up for success. Mm-hmm. That's one reason. The other reason the Bible tells you to honor people, mm-hmm. especially your wife, but your family, keep them at the forefront. I believe any time that you have to brag on somebody, especially your family, especially those around you that are close, take it, because it builds you up and it builds others up. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think the problem is, you know, I'm not saying life is perfect or anything like that. Yeah, it doesn't take that to build somebody up. The benefit of honoring people, those around you, whether your wife or your kids, not only does it build you up, but it builds others up. And so I think the Bible is very clear on this. I think, you know, blessing comes when you honor people. And again, it goes back to selflessness. it all ties into that. And not only would I not be here if it wasn't for my wife and now my kids. I mean, they give me so much joy, and my wife takes care of me, and whether out front or behind the scenes, but they bring blessing when they do that. And so I read an article on Relevant. Mm-hmm. I think last year, it says you never marry the perfect person, and I think people have this in their mind where they are looking for this perfect person, and of course there has to be some compatibility, but you can't be so focused on that to where you miss out on the blessing of the relationship. And so you can go back. I can send the link, and we can have the link to click off of. I don't have it here in front of me, but I think a lot of that is missed. That, you know, whether you get down in marriage, and you're so focused on the rough parts in marriage, because we've had our rough parts, and everybody has, mm-hmm. and that marriage isn't always perfect. But in those, focus on how can you bless others and turn that into joy as quick as you can. You know, don't stay there. And so that's how we have used our marriage for blessing more than not.
Here's a single from Stephen the Levite featuring Sho Baraka and Leah Smith called Date Night. This song is so encouraging to the married folk. Remember, date night is important.
Baby, How much longer for your makeup? The babysitter's been here for like a half hour already. Come on, we gotta go.
Yo. Can I be honest from the gate and say it's really a struggle to take my wife on a date? Cause we be low on the papes, and when I do I feel irresponsible. To me it's logical, we ain't got it so wait. We spend a lot on a play to get dressed up, the budget gets messed up. Who we trying to impress, huh? I do feel the pressure from watching too many romantic comedies. Couples stunting on Instagram got me saying come off the cheese, in my mind at least. Though I would never hold a Glock and squeeze and commission of robberies, in my mind I feel like a thief. I mean, is it wrong to dream like I hit the lottery? And I could easily drop a G on my awesome queen. And while I'm dreaming, can a brother step in some Wallabies new joints? I ain't really got no more since I copped the rings. Money's monopoly on my mind is a problem, chief. I know it seems off topic, but this is how I think on date night.
So I'm a techie, and I think it's really cool to find out, especially from those who do a nice amount of work from home or on the go. What is your setup? What apps do you use? And what's your favorite place to work?
Evernote is pretty much holding everything right now. Mm-hmm. I jot down any ideas. I have different folders for books, different notes for just pieces I'm working on. My next favorite app would be, that holds just about everything.
You're like, if I had one seriously. App, it would be Evernote.
Yeah, Evernote. I got you. I build everything in that. Okay. As far as blog goes, WordPress. WordPress is holding everything. Uh-huh. My ebook, my different posts, my videos, everything. Mm-hmm. Even my podcast has a different server through Okiobo is mm-hmm. my web host.
Okay.
And that's on my blog as well. There's an ad on there you can click and see their what they do.
Uh-huh.
And but as far as apps, man, yeah, Evernote is.
That's it. For
if you don't have Evernote, people get Evernote.
Yeah,
it's a lifesaver.
It definitely is. It definitely is. My questions are currently on my iPad in Evernote.
Yeah, there you go.
I pray through Evernote honestly.
Yeah.
Like whenever that's great. I'm like, okay, God, let's look at some things you've said or scriptures that I've just, I do like a weekly scripture focus. And mm-hmm. Evernote, and I just put scriptures throughout the week that I hear. And I'm like, okay, let's pray those. And then mm-hmm. I just go back to Evernote. So, like, if the Lord calls you to pray for more than, an hour, you got a little mm-hmm. arsenal you can pull on.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. Look. So, yeah, Evernote is, I've been using it for a long time now. I can't even tell you. Oh, since we're talking about Evernote, I just discovered I was reading, I think it was Michael Hyatt's blog, uh-huh. And he was talking about, things in Evernote that you probably didn't know you could do.
Yeah.
And I always knew that Evernote had a email address, but I never really used it.
Right.
And he was like, yeah, you can use it for all of your subscriptions. And I was like, yes, because I am a person who unsubscribes from everything.
Yeah.
So
me too. Oh, that's cool. I didn't know that either.
So if you didn't know that and everybody else didn't know that, that's the email address that I now give for all of my subscriptions.
That's
because
awesome.
I just, I wanna read some stuff, but I don't like it in my email box. Like I'm a OCD. Like
yeah.
If I've got like more than 14, it's a problem. So
mm-hmm.
yeah, Evernote is.
I hear you on that. No, that's cool. I'm gonna start using that. Thanks.
So, yeah.
That's awesome.
So thank you so much for joining us today. And we look forward to seeing, how the Lord develops you, your family, and your business, and just the platforms that he gives you in order to speak and write and talk. Look forward to your book when it comes out. I was actually asking myself, why doesn't Adam have a book?
It's coming. It's in publisher's hands now, and my agent has me working on my next one. So we'll have a few books here pretty soon. So
awesome. Looking forward to it, sir. So thank you for joining us on the show today. Beautiful people, we hope you enjoyed yourself today here on From Start to Finish with ChristinaFaith.com. It was just an encouragement to talk to Adam Smith. He's someone that I wanted to sit down with for a while and just hear his thoughts, ask him some questions concerning his entrepreneurship and his skills and his family life. So here's our last song today from Hunter G.K. Thompson. It's called Maranatha, Come Lord Jesus, Come. But I absolutely love this EP. You gotta go check him out. His EP is called Swan Song and it's available on iTunes. Have a great day.
Jesus.